Welcome to the Satirically Challenged Show. A few notes before we begin. We know the president's handicap, 650 million of us, which is better, as good as all the holes combined. Staff at Mar-a-Lago are now counting down the days till the HB2 visas are expired so they can escape. In the last 100 days, Trump has done absolutely nothing but play golf. Cuomo is getting pissed off, Gwen Stefani is winning, and Charlie Sheen is smoking some serious K2. While Spicer watches us do his job, Putin gets whacked by the disabled population, which has managed to offend everyone, including neurotypicals. We sent them. You're welcome. And now, the Satirically Challenged Show, episode 643, Conway's Far From Grace.
Yes, and thank you, Greenwood, for that. I am Red Hood, and we have Pink Hood and Johnny. So...
And a dog.
So, yes. Did we mention Kellyanne Conway? Yes, we did. And according to a BuzzFeed article, they have said they have had... it's basically in the antithesis of a softening of Kellyanne Conway. Though, I... personally feel, how can you soften somebody who has resting bitch face syndrome?
All the time.
What?
Or majority
all
of the time.
All the time.
All the time. If it's not all the time, it's
still all the time.
It's all the time. I mean, her two locations at 3 and 4 o'clock in the morning are the north end of the White House or the south end of the White House or even... possibly a Monkus Closet.
Oh, God.
A Monkus Closet.
Yeah. But isn't Ivanka... or Ivanka...
There I go.
Napping?
I'll just let myself in.
Yes. I mean... he's finally got the door open. I mean, the thing is...
I was struggling with it locked on the door.
Oh, no.
Oh, no.
But, I mean, Greenhood, do you... all the time... do you think ever she goes into the mirror and she says, today I'm actually going to smile?
Oh, God.
I don't even think she does that. I think just looking in the mirror makes her sad.
Or pathetic.
Maybe. I think that's why she's got resting bitch face 24/7.
I would say that. Or the fact that, you know, she said...
resting bitch face is not a... isn't resting bitch face a common problem amongst women?
Yes, yes, but resting bitch face will now be called resting Conway face.
RCS.
What?
RCS?
RCS,
yes.
Exactly.
Yes.
Hold up. Resting Conway. I'm sorry. Well, I can't. I don't know how to spell. Wouldn't it be actually RCF?
Oh, true.
You mean Conway?
Oh, no, wait. No, I was right the first time. It's just alternative X-Men.
Yeah. Right!
Exactly. Resting Conway face. You know, I mean, resting Conway face is frequent among journalistic reporters who really hate their jobs. You know... you know,
and those that don't want the job.
Take Nancy Grace. Nancy Grace would be one. Ancestry would be another. Who else can we think of? Barbara Walters. Let's see. Who else? Can you think of anyone, Pinkwood?
No, not a fan.
No.
Nope.
Greenhood? No. I mean,
nope. Sorry.
No, but, like, the alternative facts would be, like, yes, today on the show, you know, before she got banished from Morning Joe, do you think Joe just went... You can't tell the truth, can you? You know, last time we've had you on.
Or is it the state ain't so, Joe?
Exactly. You know, but then also you have Jake Tapper, which is, you know, almost like Hangman. He's the Hangman. He's the one with, the axe. You know, today he actually got Resting Catface because Resting Catface basically said, signed a bill that basically said, buy American. But the only problem with Resting Catface's products is that they're all Chinese.
True.
It's like he wants us to buy American, but yet
exactly.
The Trump things are like made in China.
Exactly. China.
It sounds almost like HB Visa 2. HB Visa. Oh, wait. I hired all of them. You know, that kind of thing. But no matter how hard she tries, she always has to, like, she says even now that, that when she goes out, she can't really go out for long periods of time. So it's kind of like hiding a poor sick child. You know, he can't because he or she can't really get into the sun a lot because they have to keep the skin fair. Oh wait, that was Grey Gardens. But you know,
right?
You know, the thing about that, at least the measles were a tribute to the measles that they were actually. Agreed to actually film them as a sub experiment. But imagine if the measles had filmed the entire Trump presidency and just doubled Conway as a twin.
That would be entertaining.
You know, they're climbing up the road. They're climbing up to the Twin Towers. I mean, not Twin Towers. Wow. The two towers now.
Too soon, dude.
Too soon, man. Whoops. It's only been 10 years.
I think it's been a little bit longer than that.
20 years.
Moving on.
No, moving on.
Moving on. Yeah,
you know, you brought up China earlier.
Yeah.
Yeah. We brought up China. Wait, what?
Nothing. Absolutely nothing.
So, I just read something up recently. Yes. You know all the little ballpoint pens that you get from China? Mm-hmm. Well, here's a fun fact. The ballpoint pen part actually is not from China at all. China can make actually super amazing stuff, but of all the things they cannot make are ballpoint pens. They can't do it. They've been importing the ballpoints from Japan just until like this month.
Oh, true.
How do you have a country that is so big and you can't even make a fucking ballpoint cap?
True.
Until now.
That's a scary fact.
The scarier fact is that ballpoint pens were actually invented in 1988 by John Lloyd, who had a patent. I mean, multiple brands. You talk about your big ones, Mont Blanc, Rollerball, Les Borel, John J. Lord, Big Crystal. Big Crystal is French. You know.
Oh, shit, I thought it was Scandinavian.
Right,
exactly. But it's kind of funny because it's, to the extent that the Museum of Modern Art actually has made a permanent part of its collection from its hexagonal form and mimics the classic lead pencil, which is shown in various colors, which is kind of interesting. Pinkwood, how many times have you used a Bic pen and not noticed?
I didn't notice.
Nobody notices is the point. You know?
Like it's
nobody
yeah.
notices.
You don't give it a second thought.
But yeah, you don't. I mean, pens, you know. And we don't care. We just care that they're right. You know, it's interesting.
Mm-hmm.
If Kellyanne Conway used a pen once in a while, maybe her grammar wouldn't suck as much. But
where is that?
Shots fired.
Damn.
Yeah.
But you know,
oh, we're so getting canceled.
No, we're not getting that. But at the same time, moving on.
Yeah.
What? Who got kicked off a plane? Pinkwood. What? What happened?
Two different circumstances.
Before we start, though, let's just make it clear we're not talking about the Chinese guy. We already know United is number one in Chinese takeout. So with that out of the way.
Oh, damn. We're fierce.
With that out of the way.
Exactly. And we already know that the Chinese man does actually care, but doesn't really care. All he cares about is his tips.
Right.
We're just shooting left and right tonight.
So, we are. So, without further ado, Pinkwood, take it away.
There's two different articles that I've seen that have deal with two disability articles that haven't exactly been brought to light in the national eye. A man out of Pennsylvania, and then the other situation, two different airlines. One dealt with was told he couldn't bring his mobile device on his plane onto a United flight, and he's wanting to get reimbursed and compensation because he heavily relies on it. The other person that was affected went on an American Airlines flight, and they removed him from the flight. They just removed him from the flight with no reason.
Wow.
And he has CP. And this comes from Exeter, Pennsylvania.
And how...
So northeastern Pennsylvania. And...
Exactly. I don't get that. I mean, the thing is, he says, my dignity was checked at the gate with American Airlines. Well, he could have flown United and had the same experience. You know, they're not that far off.
Which wouldn't have been good either way. Looking at it.
Yeah, but looking at it, he... looking at everything, I think that when it comes down to it, all airlines should be wrong. You know,
each airline has to be held accountable. Then why do we have the ADA to come into play? Yeah.
For us, we have the ADA, but for normal
people... But for them, they do too. And it's not pleasant to see someone being tossed, not even able to get onto a plane when he works with an organization that deals with disabilities. Come on.
I mean...
Come on. Who's being held accountable?
And yet, just
by the looks of it, no one is.
And also, by the looks of it, pilots are now stepping up. Pilots are saying, please stop blaming United.
Okay. How about people start holding everyone accountable?
How about we just fucking treat everybody with respect and get it over with?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Or how about you know, the article,
novel concept. The concept.
That's the real novel concept right there.
Which everyone should have known about and also should have grew up with.
Mm-hmm.
Not unless they were taught. Not unless they didn't know about that concept.
I don't think they knew about the concept. I mean, the concept of the fact that that nobody has been fired over the incident. You know, and the fact that this person has compelled to offer their 2 cents, and should note that the competing airline, I'm still not going to comment on how United has handled the matter, but rather discuss the role of airport security. You can discuss airport security all you want, Mr. Pilot Man, but the fact remains.
But when you're telling someone you can't do, you can't rely on a device. What about those that need those devices? It's not a choice. It's a need.
I mean,
it's not like they're going, yes, please give us hell.
No, nobody.
Don't even lie. No,
exactly. Nobody says in their nobody goes like this to the airport. The airport says, you know, from the moment you walk out to the tarmac, right? Yeah, and so here's your tickets, Mr. Red Hood. Yes, thank you. Did you pack all your bags today? Yes, you did. Yes, I did. Did you pack anything that is non-breakable? Yes. What did you pack? I'm not going to tell you. But then you get to the check-in. They check you in. Yes, Mr. Red Hood, or Mr. Green Hood, or Mrs. Pink Hood, or Johnny. I'm going to... here are your tickets. Thank you. And let me have your bags. Thank you. Right. You go online, and nobody ever says, yes, you are now going to be harassed in line. And then you're going to be harassed
on top of that
in the plane as well. From the moment you sit down, no, can I get you a drink? No. Is your seat comfy? No. Can I get you an extra pillow? No. Can I get you any peanuts? No. Can I get you any almonds? Can I get you any, you know, jelly ranchers? Can I get you any Twizzlers? Nothing. Nothing. You know?
Not even cashews?
Not even... Exactly.
Mom, just let me sleep.
Let me sleep.
Right.
Exactly.
That's me on an airplane. Do you need anything? No, I need a fucking nap. That's what I need.
Yeah.
I need a pillow.
No. Bring me the beer later.
Me on a plane is, you know, since I'm flying in from London, it's 6 hours. What are you going to do for 6 hours?
Take a nap.
Nap. Yeah. Exactly.
Show me nap. Bing, 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 bing.
Yeah, exactly. Show me the nap.
Right.
Bing, 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 bing. But then, show me also a toddler screaming. Ding, 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 ding. Show me Kellyanne Conway's toddler screaming. Ding, 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 ding.
Wrong.
Yeah, right. But
show me Kellyanne Conway.
Exactly.
Yellow fire.
Exactly. Blonde Barbie's fire. Oh, shit. I mean,
right,
that kind
like,
of
just
thing.
Just no, please.
Just no. Show me anybody from that administration. They're not on the plane. Show me a flight attendant who doesn't care. We have those. Do you want us to bring one out?
You have enough of those. They have enough
exactly.
of those.
Exactly. Exactly.
Well, of course we do. We're Spirit Airlines. Oh, jeez.
Or we're what's that called? Southwest Airlines. We are Southwest Airlines. where we make fun of you and then harass you and then tell you that you should split your body parts into two adjoining compartments, one left, one right. The fact is,
and that sounds so good. And that sounds really
at least
great.
It's not United.
But that's what they used to do. Now I don't think they do it anymore. But that's what they used to do. I don't know if they've actually revised their policies, but now they also don't allow dogs on the plane.
Right.
They don't allow dogs on the plane. But they do allow, like, how many things, like, can you not bring on the plane? Recently they made headway, I guess, with for a certain Middle East flights, you can't bring your MacBook. You can't bring anything.
Mm-hmm.
You can't even turn it on, which I find a shame. But also, I mean, what do you think about this, Pinkwood? I mean,
I say that they have to be held accountable, point blank.
But how can you be accountable when you're only one person in an airline, Green Hood?
Say that one more time.
How can you be accountable yourself in an airline situation if you're only one employee?
You fucking can't.
They follow the rules.
You can't.
They fucking can't. They can by following the rules.
But there are no rules. You know.
Then what is the ADA? What is...
The ADA has nothing to do with it. I mean...
Yes, it does. Yes, it does. Because ADA...
In our land, yes. But in normal, neurotypical lands, which is everywhere around us, I don't think it does. I mean...
But they have to follow accessibility requirements, or they, or else the organization, gets a nice...
Well, yeah, so I mean, the big airline people need to have everything accessible friendly. So, regardless of what it is, they should be having everything to accessible order, to state laws, everything like that. However, it's not something that you should really 100% be taken out on the employees themselves, but rather the ones who actually, like, own the airline.
True.
Right, like the CEOs.
Very true.
Like CEOs. I mean...
Exactly, CEOs, yeah.
I mean, the thing about them is that, like, literally, I think one of two things happen is that the CEOs don't even know what's happening in their own company, you know. I mean, that's what I think. And then they find out about it after, way after.
Mm-hmm.
And in this case, this guy didn't even do anything, you know.
Mm-hmm.
He just stared. He's like, what do I do? What do I do? What do I do?
It's crazy. It's like, okay, so you're going to tell someone who needs something that they can't have it? Oh, that makes things all well and good. No, it doesn't. It actually hinders people from actually doing what they need to do.
It really does.
Johnny, what do you feel about this?
I'm back.
We know you're back. We know you're back. What do you feel about this?
Had to restart my upgrade my my Google Chrome.
Oh no!
That was a mouthful.
I will say this.
Update Google Chrome.
I mean, my tongue
does not want to work tonight.
I will say this. They're probably not... they're definitely not updating Google Chrome. I will say that. On flight. they're definitely not.
Oh, there's a deep doo-doo, that's for sure.
Could you imagine? Yes, I have to update my Google Chrome. I'll be right with you. I need a Coke. I need to update my Google Chrome. I'll be right with you.
I need a Pepsi.
I need a Pepsi. Mm-hmm. I need to update my
bad for your stomach. Just saying.
Yeah, but
yeah.
I think I need to update my Google Chrome, but then I'll be right with you. Like, imagine saying
that version 58 is out now.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, not exactly.
Did you know? And here's your Coke. Thank you. Have a good day. You know, that kind of thing.
Right.
I think it is, like, kind of funny when the when that happens. You know,
responsibility has to be held, like it or not.
No. But, you know, trying to cover it up is like the worst thing you can do.
It really is.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You know, don't cover it up. You know, be honest for your actions, but then just be like, it's okay. You know, it's not okay, but, you know, then take something with you.
Right.
What they've been doing,
what they should be doing, not what they are doing. Not their happy. Yes, that they're doing.
Happy, joy, joy.
Happy bullshit. That they should be really taking into account of what's actually going on, not just what their wants or needs are. Think about the passengers. Because if they're paying, and they're paying a shitload of money, guess what? Their seats, they need those seats. And if you're going
and
to
then
just toss
the
them flight,
it's funny because the day after that, they basically they made a rule that waitresses and whatever could, or stewardesses, not waitresses, stewardesses could not steal violins, nor also could not, definitely not, steal other people's booked flights.
Right. Makes sense. Makes total sense.
Oh, yeah.
You get what you pay for, and if someone's going to take away a seat, then that means that they have more problems than
they
care to.
Then at least give them their fucking money back.
Exactly.
Or free flight. Now, even better, free flight at that.
Yeah.
On that. Is a free flight. Would be beneficial to those that you're kicking off of a flight.
Right. And those that you're kicking off of a flight that
for a fame.
You don't have, but you don't have to be friendly to, quote unquote.
Exactly.
It is absolutely, it's unforgivable. Because
yeah.
you look at, like, in the 50s, right, when airplanes were just coming in vogue, right?
Mm-hmm. They're new, they're just coming in mass production, really big, like, cross-country planes, yeah.
They were symbols. They were statuses, symbols.
True.
Today,
I guess flying the friendly skies has lost its meaning.
No. I mean, flying the friendly skies, more like fly the alternative skies. You'll see what you get on the other end.
Right.
And while on the other end, we'll drag you to the other end of the plane and out the door. You know?
Mm-hmm.
It's almost like a bad...
Why the friendly skies if you'd be sure to carry a taser?
Oh!
Right!
We didn't TSA approved either.
No! Right, exactly. I mean...
Nothing ever. This shit keeps getting old and old, and this is... It's getting so old.
It
what,
just
this?
It's just to be flying the unfriendly skies. Better yet, take the bus.
Yeah, flying the unfriendly skies. Yeah,
better yet, take the bus.
But it's no longer flying the friendly skies. I mean... It's more like fly the skies that you want to fly, maybe?
Possibly?
Maybe.
Question mark? Exactly. We're debating that still, all of us, you know?
Possibly, yep. Maybe. No. Yeah.
Maybe. But, you know, we'll have an extra... We'll have an actual answer, I think, Monday when we all
but
come
Monday,
back. And,
definitely.
And do this mm-hmm. again. But we do have to move on to internet privacy. What exactly?
Oh, internet privacy, 2017, everybody. Once again, our favorite alternative tangerine, Donald Trump. His administration is trying to roll back the internet privacy rules. As spooked the European Union, and here's the thing, we're already kind of on thin ice with them as is. It's just putting us on much, much thinner ice. So, but it's the privacy shield going on, and Trump wants to roll that back before the privacy shield. And currently, what would happen is that pretty much they already can right now, but there's some leniency, but. It's pretty much going to give the government open access to absolutely everything you do. That's
and
pretty
that's
much
scary.
What's going on
that's,
at the moment. And that's fucking horrifying.
That's scary. That's like, no one needs to have open access to everything everyone does.
Like, here you are, at this point, we're pretty much going to go to fucking war with North Korea at the stick. But... You're saying, he's a bad fucking dictator, but guess what? Like, you're surprisingly doing a whole bunch of shit that he's doing. Killing people for no reason.
Yeah.
Except for the Moab.
And then also launching dogs into space. That was Russia. Sorry, Yuri.
I was going to say, wait, what? That was like 1960, buddy.
Yeah, that's what I meant. I think that dog just landed. Also, you know, the other thing about internet piracy or privacy, piracy is another thing. Privacy is that when you give the government access to your entire thing. You're really giving them access to your life.
Yeah.
You know.
Yeah.
And everything you do late at night that you think that nobody's watching, they're watching it. It's horrible. I mean, this man is, it's almost like he doesn't know.
He's the real annoying orange.
Yeah, he's a really annoying orange. I mean, he's like the scaled ginger cat that never wants to shut up. The privacy shield is already on shaky ground, and it currently has two lawsuits, effectively protecting its Europeans from surveillance and abuses, and it's almost like a real-life 1984. You know? The USA now expects the EU to have an unending patience and blindness to the non-respect of the deal. Which I find, I guess, I find that itself disturbing. Like, extremely disturbing. Because what if I'm searching stuff for a project that deals with, you know, international, as Orange Cat would put it, hombres, or whatever.
Bad hombres.
Bad hombres. Will I get deported or arrested? You know.
True, very true.
Does that...
You don't know.
It's a slippery slope.
It's not.
Mm-hmm. It's very, very, very slippery. And scary.
Yeah.
Slippery and ice covered.
Scary because half of the stuff that, you know, you want to do is not the government, you know, shouldn't have anything to do with shouldn't have anything to do with the government. It's what I'm saying, I guess.
They shouldn't know.
You know, like whether we like jellyfish, you know, versus stingray when we were kids. Should that matter as much? I mean,
puts a lot in.
It puts
a lot into question.
I mean,
and when knowing that the internet privacy is such a big thing and pissing off countries, I would tend to go with the not pissing off people.
Yeah, exactly. We're already on the fringe of fucking World War III.
Well, hopefully that doesn't happen. You know, because if it does, then we're going to be in some serious, serious trouble.
Very, very. Like, next thing you know, we're going to be all getting drafted again.
Well, no, we can't get drafted.
But
I'm just saying general population.
Oh, yeah, general population will
but,
get drafted.
Right. General population.
In the event, here's the deal. So the draft was pretty much abolished after Nam. And you still, by law, when you register to vote, you actually put yourself into the draft. That's just how it is. So if there comes a time when they actually call you, they're not going to say, yep, we're going. They're going to give you the whole rundown of, we are going here. And they're going to give you some type of, like, you know, battle hardening speech, just trying to, like, make you pump yourself up. Did you and then after the speech, they're going to be like, all right, who's right? Those who wish to serve their country, step forward. And if you step forward, that's saying I'm not. That's not saying I'm volunteering. That's how they're getting around it. So if that time comes and you end up getting brought to a courthouse or some shit, and they say, if you're ready to serve your country, step forward. Don't fucking step forward.
Is that how they're doing it? Really?
Why?
Yeah. That's exactly what I'm hearing from some of my buddies who are in the. One of my buddies actually was telling me this, and he's stationed in South Korea. He also told me that they moved weapons into firing distance of North Korea if they do something again.
Wow.
Mm-hmm.
That's serious.
Like, we're literally on the fringe.
That's serious, yeah.
Of starting another fucking war.
Do we know when, Green Hood?
No, I don't fucking know.
No.
But, like, I can actually confirm from buddies who are stationed in South Korea, weapons have been moved into firing range of North Korea's Pyongyang capital city.
Oh,
or,
wow.
Or whatever the capital city is.
Oh, no.
But the fact is that are they going and are they going to launch military weapons to us?
It is North Korea?
Yeah.
If they ever so fire even a test, we're going to take that as an act of force and then we're going to fire back. But this time it's not going to be a test.
It's going to be war.
It's going to be because
another
Kim Jong-un at this point knows very well that if he fires another missile, we're going to be going to war. He knows it very well. There's no way he can't know it at this point. It's impossible. So now, and granted, once again, we already know he's fucked up in the head as is. What's going down is he needs to make the decision what's more important, his ego or his whole fucking country, even though, quite frankly, they're all dead anyway.
Well, are we talking about our president or are we talking about North Korea?
I'm talking Kim Jong-un at the moment.
Oh.
With his people and how starved they are and whatnot. I saw a documentary of a girl who she was like 4 or 5 and she quote unquote broke the law, but her mother, instead of like having her arrested or something, her mother openly was raped by the Korean officials to keep the daughter safe. Like, that is how fucked up North Korea is now.
How does that make sense?
Because it's North Korea, and it's fucked up.
It doesn't?
It doesn't make sense to me.
Total different country. Total different.
I'm going on a rant about North Korea or something, and we're totally talking about the internet, but...
But it doesn't matter. It's related.
Mm-hmm.
You know, you can go on.
So... I was watching Doug, and this girl, like, you know, she's not even in her 18 yet. And she's fucking, she's giving this speech, and she's just fucking bawling. And, which ends up me thinking, like,
how bad
everything is there. Would it really just be, like, that's the way I'm going to say it. Would it pretty much be like a humanized ethnic cleansing almost? With how fucked up and how like shitty their situation is, and there's pretty much no hope for them? Like, that's something to think about. Like,
that's a scary thing.
Yeah.
That's a scary thought.
Yeah, like, it's so bad that just like, I know it's trying to treat them like dogs, but, like, euthanize
and
them.
We already had... Remember, we already had issues with... We already went into the Korean War. Now it's again.
But now it
could be a
Korean War
issue. And that's... Yeah.
It almost sounds like history's repeating itself.
And...
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
What a funny concept. That
very true.
You know, history repeats itself. I mean, when doesn't it? That's the funny thing. I mean,
very true.
In anything, when does it not repeat itself? Even in our history, I mean, Iraq started on my birthday. That's how I remember it. It started on my birthday several years back.
I remember when the war was announced.
It was ridiculous. But now, because of the internet, it makes things 10 times worse. Because if you look on anything,
you're right.
Anything can make its way over, you know. And it's almost like we're all gathered at our separate news boards, and we're all watching. And it's almost like if you were going into like Times Square, Trafalgar Square, in my purview, Times Square in your purview, any center of town, and they had just the headlines up. It gets very scary once you see the headline. You know.
I'm not surprised.
I don't think it. It's not surprising. It's just a little bit shocking.
A little bit shocking is the understatement there, man.
Okay.
Yeah.
A lot shocking, because this shouldn't have happened.
No.
You know, it shouldn't have happened like this. But, if we do, you know, we'll be watching. I guess that's our only thing. I'll be watching tonight. You know. You'll be watching from here, I'll be watching from there, and being like, okay, is it getting worse? Are we out? You know? Did he mean to start a war?
Yeah. Just remember, if it does come to that, I should probably let you know, while you guys are safe, I could still potentially be drafted. Because under my resume, I have, even though I was born and diagnosed with cerebral palsy, I can still run a mile in 5.5 minutes. I'm still very much an active person.
So, but Greenwood, you have a disability. So that doesn't...
It's still possible. I'm saying it's still possible.
But it's a very slim chance, though.
But it's still possible.
Hmm.
Because, you know, what if something happens and throws me over the edge, and I was like, okay, you know what? I need to go do something, and I join up. So it's still very possible that I could end up being drafted. And being that I literally come from a military family, I wouldn't be surprised if I did. So, but with that being said, I guess only time will tell. We just got really deep and philosophical. Holy shit!
Oh boy,
that got really deep.
that got scarily deep. For a satire show, we're really getting deep tonight. It got really funny.
we went from ripping people left and right to actual like philosophical.
Yes. Now let's get around the campfire, ladies and gentlemen.
Kumbaya, my lord, kumbaya.
Exactly. Kumbaya, my lord, kumbaya. Don't shoot my leg off. Kumbaya, you know, kind of thing.
Don't nuke me, Kim Jong. Don't nuke me.
Exactly.
That's got to be a hit.
Oh, Lord, don't nuke me. Anyway, we will see you, I guess.
Just have a Starbucks unicorn frappuccino. Everything is going to be all right.
Yeah, do that.
Yes,
do that.
Yes.
And I guess we will see you on Monday.
But it changes colors and
flavors. Hold on 1 second. Before
yes.
we go to, I feel like this is kind of important to say. As you know, there was a very innocent man who just lost his own life. The gunman's name was Stevie Stevens. He shot this 94-year-old man for no reason at all, walked up to him, shot him. Our hearts go out to this man's family in hopes that everything that happened to him, they will get the justice that they deserve. So
we're talking about the Facebook killer, right?
Yes, we are.
Oh, yeah.
Yes.
Yeah,
Facebook
absolutely, buddy. You...
And he is not alive, so... I guess win-win?
Well, he's not alive, but...
But, you know, we'd still wish his family all the best, and we 100% send as many good vibes to them as they can in this time of need and healing for them. So, our hearts are with you.
Right. And,
it's a senseless act as well.
Well, it's senseless because it happened on Easter. But we'll get into that on Monday, I think.
And it happened in Cleveland, so that's another thing.
Cleveland, and then where the arsonist actually died was near where Eric Frayne was.
Yeah.
Which
eerie. That's
about
down the pike then.
That's like comparing New York to Pittsburgh.
Oh. Right.
Yeah. Well,
not even close.
Yes.
Anyway, we will see all of you next time.
Yeah, and we will see you then. And have a good weekend.
Maybe next time over geography lessons. We don't know.
Exactly. We don't know. We never know on Satirically Challenged Show.
We don't know on this show.
Right.
But we
and
do
we don't
know.
Will I still be here, or will I be at a boot camp?
Right. We do know. But,
tune in to the next.
Find out on Monday. We'll be back then.
Right.
Good night.
Ball Z reference. Yes.
Bye-bye.
Yes.
Good night.
Night.